With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I just always go to the typewriter with a wing and a prayer and hope it's going to turn out all right.
Rita Mae Brown, author of the lesbian classic Ruby Fruit Jungle. Brown's latest book, Bingo, is a sequel to an earlier novel called Six of One, which she wrote 10 years ago and originally envisioned as a 1,000-page book.
My editor at that time, a very lovely man named Harvey Ginsberg, said nobody's going to read a 1,000-page novel in America today. You better think about this book all over again. I did. The result was 6 of 1. But I knew there was more to the story, and I had to come back to it.
6 of 1, like Bingo, fictionalizes the life of her mother and is set in a small town that straddles the Pennsylvania-Maryland border, not unlike the town in York County, Pennsylvania, where Rita Mae Brown grew up. Brown believes gays should be more assertive about their sexuality, and she has made her newspaper reporter heroine, Nickel, a lesbian.
I suspect that people that are narrow-minded are repelled by many things, not just a central character like Nickel.
Rita Mae Brown recalled the bingo game she played as a little girl at the York County Fair, in which kernels of corn were put on the bingo cards. But she had to do some research into today's bingo.
And found out, number one, they don't use corn, they use these things called dab-a-dots. And number two, bingo is serious.
Played for big stakes money. Rita Mae Brown's funny novel of a small town family, their crises and craziness, is Bingo, published by Bantam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While Rita Mae Brown, author of Bingo, was born to a working-class family, she doesn't recall the time when she didn't want to write.
I can't remember ever wanting to do anything else. I mean, I don't know how you came to work in radio, but it was so clear I came out of the womb looking for the library.
Raised in York County, Pennsylvania, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Rita Mae Brown was educated at New York University and now lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. Brown had 2 books of poetry behind her when she wrote a pro-lesbian novel, Ruby Fruit Jungle, which was rejected by every major publisher in New York.
A little teeny publishing company that was 2 minutes old, that just started, a woman called June Arnold and her partner Park Bowman, bought it for $1,000, and it sold 70,000 copies by word of mouth.
Bantam saw a good thing and re-released Ruby Fruit Jungle as a mass-market paperback, and this past year published it in hardcover to celebrate the book's 15th anniversary. Brown's love affair with tennis star Martina Navratilova made headlines in 1981, but the writer says she's not afraid to tell the truth about herself.
If people don't tell the truth about their lives, whatever their life is, how can you build a community? Because a community's based on trust.
A Bingo is the story of a young lesbian caught up in the squabbling lives of her mother and an aunt. Many of the small-town characters seem ordinary at first, but
in Bingo, none of them are ordinary. They fight and carry on like trash, as we say down south.
Rita Mae Brown, her good-natured novel, Bingo, was published by Bantam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Rita Mae Brown had written 2 volumes of poetry when she tackled her first novel.
The good thing about poetry is it forces you to be economical. You know, the wrong word can throw the whole thing off.
Brown's first novel, Ruby Fruit Jungle, became a lesbian cult classic.
I have a character in mind, and then the character just takes off. And Aeschylus said it long before I ever did, character is fate. And so when I wrote Ruby Fruit Jungle, that turned out to be her fate.
Rita Mae Brown still writes poetry, but today focuses on novels and screenplays.
Fiction is always a risk. I mean, you're at much less risk if you're in Simon & Schuster or Random House and you do a book on the horrors of cellulite.
While her books have been successful, Rita Mae Brown still confronts rejection. Her publisher, Bantam, said no to a book she wants to do about Thomas Jefferson.
Stings, but you reel back from it and you figure out, well, where can I go from here? We all get rejections.
Rita Mae Brown's latest novel is Bingo, the story of 2 squabbling sisters in a rural town and of a lesbian newspaper reporter confronted by her own pregnancy. Naturally, a lot of the action centers around the local bingo parlor. Have you ever heard of Bessie Bingo, which is actually played in a cow pasture?
You had your bingo card and you sat around a pasture, and there were lime numbers on the pasture, and they brought out Bessie the cow. And wherever Bessie evacuated, that was your bingo number.
Only in America. Rita Mae Brown, her cheerful novel Bingo, was published by Bantam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.